Who is your personal Mount Rushmore that would define you to someone else? So they don't mean to be they're the four best at whatever they do, but the four that you think are, if you're building your personality from other people, famous celebrities or characters. Like Kelly was Pedro Pascal, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Florence Welch from Florence and the Machine, and Jasmine from Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Mine was Jim Valvano, Don Rickles, Robin Williams, Sturgill Simpson. Those are the two I wrote down, Howings and Steve. Howings, what was yours?
Mine was Steve Martin, Paul McCartney, Zora Arkus Duntov, the father of the Corvette, and the A-Team van.
Okay. And Steve?
Mr. Rogers, Matt Hoffman, anyone from the cast of the TV show Deadliest Catch, and Emeril Lagasse with an honorable mention to Dark Chocolate.
Now, Tommy's going to go next. After that, I want to see if we can guess Maitland's. Okay. Not because you're so predictable, but there are certain things I think we will see on there. I think I know two of them.
I have so many honorable mentions just because you guys were naming so many good ones yesterday when we were joking about doing this. And I'm confident about mine, but okay. There are definitely some that I think you'll guess.
Tommy, you have to go first, though, because you need to go get our breakfast and it's ready. So that's very important, more so than this anything that mm-hmm. we're doing.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
on your Mount Rushmore, Tommy?
So I'm going to start strong with Bob the Tomato from VeggieTales.
What about Bob the Tomato? I've never seen it. What about him?
Yeah, what sets him apart from like cucumber or carrot?
Well, Larry the Cucumber is great, especially because he's Larry Boy. But I'm choosing Bob just because he's round and he's kind of like the lead ship of he's like the logical one to Larry's tomfoolery.
Oh, I thought you were going to say his bukkake.
No.
That is
totally, is this? Totally different.
Bukkake-foolery.
No.
I don't know.
Yeah. Everybody loves the logical one at bukkake parties.
Yes.
That's going to be hard to get out of that couch.
Yeah. Come on. Yes.
I just VeggieTales and all of that was really big for my childhood, and I really liked it. So leading into the next one. I have Burt Ward's Robin from Adam West's Batman because I loved that show. I think it set a big tone for like my overall humor of just that like bang, pow, and holy something, Batman. Like every time it was holy and then the most obscene, like non-rational thing
it was
ever.
It was never obscene. It was absurd. Never not obscene.
Absurd. You're right. Sorry. Absurd. Wrong word. Yeah. It was just absurd. Everything about that
you
show.
Imagine? Holy C-word, Batman! What? Wow!
You're right, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, that's right.
That was the Big Rooster episode.
So I just loved that. I just loved that whole humor. And then my next one is I'm going to put Tom Izzo up there because the
head coach of the Michigan State Spartans.
That's right. He has been the head coach my entire life. And that Spartans as a whole have been so like impactful on my relationship with my dad and my family. And I like the way that Tom Izzo kind of behaves and like, he wears his heart on his sleeve, but he's not afraid to like call himself out when he's like, doesn't think he's performing well. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool from a leadership standpoint. And then my last one, I had a toss up between my two favorite actors, but I'm going to go with Keanu Reeves. Because I like that I don't think he's a great actor by any means, but I like that he's not afraid to make fun of himself. And he just does whatever he wants. Like he's in a band, he does a motorcycle, like he'll just make a movie out of nothing. And I just respect that. So that's my top four.
And he's very likable. Who is your other actor? SpongeBob?
Maybe. No, Harrison Ford.
Okay. Those are good picks. Tommy, those are good.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
I would have put maybe the person who invented sugar on there.
Oh, who is that?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That's a good one. High fructose corn syrup.
A loaf of bread.
Uh-huh.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah, one of the, like, the little the like mascot. Guys.
Oh, yeah. I did consider that with the big teeth. Yeah.
All right. Thank
you,
Tommy.
Inventor of Heelys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy, go get food.
Thanks.
All right. Well done. All right, Maitland. Mm-hmm. Can I make guesses or will it be annoying?
You can make guesses.
Leslie, nope.
Okay.
Someone from Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Probably Charlie Day. A small shrimp from an animated show that I can't remember.
Shark Tales. That's on my list.
Yeah, I was going to say that, or possibly The Little Mermaid.
Someone from White Chicks. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I am open to suggestions for replacements here, but I think this might be pretty strong. You nailed it with Leslie Knope.
You have a similar vibe.
Specifically, I had Amy Poehler, but specifically put in parentheses Leslie Knope.
Yeah,
not season one.
No?
No, later seasons.
No, because she was kind of like a jerky Michael Scott the first season. And then they retooled her character into the one that we all love.
I'll give you that.
If you watch that show, start with season two.
Yeah. This one should come as no surprise. Chad Kroeger.
Yep, I have that on my list for you.
Yeah.
Lead singer of Nickelback.
Kind of figured that one, yeah.
Specifically, though, when he had the ramen noodle hair, because I think that would look really cool carved into a mountain.
it would.
All right.
David Spade.
Good pick.
I put him there. Yeah. I think he encapsulates like a whole era of like shaping my sense of humor.
Yeah.
Far as like all of those guys like Adam Sandler and being on SNL when he was, and I don't know, David Spade's just been a pretty constant man in my life, and I appreciate him for that.
That's the first time that's ever been said.
Yeah.
David Spade has been a constant man in my life.
Yeah. People that know him can't even say that.
No,
they can't. And lastly, this is going to sound stupid, and you guys joked about it being on Tommy's, SpongeBob SquarePants. that little dude shaped who I am as a person, and I think like not a day goes by that I don't make at least 1 or 12 SpongeBob references.
Pretty strong.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that.
Yeah, couple honorable mentions though: Danny DeVito, Lizzie McGuire.
I can't believe Danny DeVito wasn't on there.
Marcel the Shell.
And I was thinking maybe a Lisa Frank cat.
Mm.
Did you like Lisa Frank? Were you a Lisa Frank girly?
Not really, but I am still, I think Lisa Frank girlies do become Betsy Johnson girls.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm a Betsy Johnson girl.
Very colorful.
Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah.
Who is Betsy Johnson?
A designer.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa Frank is also a designer?
Lisa Frank designed Trapper Keepers and folders that had colorful animals on them.
Oh, okay. Mm.
What about Patty's Pub?
Ooh, like just the whole thing.
Yeah.
That could be a strong contender.
Yeah, I mean, if Hot Wings can have the A-team
fan. Yeah, I don't see why not. I don't think you would have a Mount Rushmore, though. I think you would have the four people, but they would be inside of a thrift shop.
Oh,
oh,
wow.
Yeah.
The cast of Always
like
Sunny
sitting on
in a
mismatched
thrift shop.
Shares in a thrift shop.
I like it. I like it.
This might be the strangest combination I've seen. Dale Earnhardt, Eddie Murphy, MacGyver, and Kathy Ireland.
Oh, no, I can see that. That's a person our age for sure.
Well, there's no question about that.
Yeah.
No question.
Oh, Kathy Ireland.
A lot of people shocked that Tommy didn't use Blippi.
But that's too much of like who he looks like.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know. I think he, personality-wise, he's very...
He has some manner. I mean, I don't know that that he ever watched it, but I definitely... Could have found a character off of Yo Gabba Gabba that would have reminded me of Tommy.
This text just now. This was the most disappointing segment ever. You are empty shells calling yourselves human. And my favorite radio show ever.
What?
Thank you.
I don't know what to make of that.
Yeah,
all right.
I'm not sure. I mean, I agree.
Yeah. Works
I like
for me.
It. I'm appreciative of a backhanded compliment.
Right?
If I saw you in person, I might kiss you on the mouth.
Still a compliment.
Yeah.
Right? Red flag be damned.